The month of June has been hijacked by the anti-Christian culture to show their pride in something God calls an abomination. When you support AFR, you help us continue to stand for godly values and provide the resources for you to stay in the know about the enemy's tactics. To say thank you for your gift this month, we'll give you the booklet, Inside the LGBTQ Push of the 1990s, to help strengthen your convictions. Just go to afr.net/offers. afr.net/offers.
Welcome to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve, Senior Pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. Now, here's Pastor Jeff.
Psalm 46, verse 1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Well, today is a sad day as the whole world, or all of America, grieves and is very well aware of what happened at Utah Valley University in Orem, Utah. Yesterday, just a little bit after lunchtime, as Charlie Kirk had a big event, the Prove Me Wrong event that he does on so many college campuses, and someone took it upon himself to shoot Charlie Kirk, to assassinate him, and he was killed before those thousands of onlookers, and many of us have seen the horrible video. I believe that in my mind, Charlie Kirk died immediately. They're not saying that, but I watched that and just said, there's no way anybody can survive that apart from a miracle of God. And so Charlie Kirk went from 1 minute debating to the next minute being in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith turned to sight. And we rejoice and we give thanks even through tears. We don't understand why things happen the way they do, but we know that our Father in heaven does, and He is the sovereign God of the universe. The Lord sat as king at the flood. Yes, the Lord sits as king forever. Now, it's interesting that the day before the anniversary of 9/11, we have another attack on fundamental freedoms, the freedom of speech, and on something and someone that is such a blessing. Charlie Kirk was a blessing to our country. Rob Schneider called him a modern-day founding father. And so to help me with this discussion, and as we're all hurting here in the American Family Association, American Family Radio, and the listening, viewing audience, is my good friend Bishop E.W. Jackson. Bishop Jackson is a pastor, author, Harvard lawyer, Marine Corps veteran, and president and founder of Stand, Staying True to America's National Destiny. Well, Bishop, tell me your thoughts when you heard the news that Charlie Kirk had been shot.
Well, you know, Pastor Jeff, today I'm just an American mourning the loss of a great American who I believe was serving this country, particularly serving our young people in a magnificent way, and has been snatched away from us by some evil individual. We don't yet know who that person is, but has been snatched away from us. But you know, we pray, of course, for his family and for all of those who knew him personally. You know, in fact, it's ironic. I'm at a Truth and Liberty conference right now out in Colorado Springs, or actually at Andrew Womack Ministries, Truth and Liberty. I was going to be spending time with Charlie Kirk today. He was going to be here. And so, you know, our hearts go out to his family and all those who knew him and loved him on a personal level, not just the people who knew him from afar. But I'll tell you, you know, you can kill the message, but you can't kill the messenger.
And well, the messenger.
You can kill the messenger, yes. My fault, but you can't kill the message.
Right.
And that message continues to resonate. And I think that Charlie Kirk's voice is going to be heard far and wide in an even greater way than perhaps when he was alive, because now so many people are going to be looking to hear, well, who was this guy? Why did somebody want to assassinate him? What was so important about him? You know, Jesus said, when a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it brings forth much fruit. So, of course, I would have loved to have seen Charlie Kirk continue his career and become, maybe even become president of the United States, some people have suggested. Mm-hmm. He certainly was on track to do great things for this country. But it didn't work out that way. But I'll tell you what, I just taught this on Sunday. God works all things according mm-hmm. to the counsel of his will. Doesn't mean all things are his will, but he takes them and uses them to bless us. And so weeping may endure for a night, Jeff, but joy comes in the morning. And we're going to see Charlie Kirk again. Mm-hmm. And our hearts will rejoice, and our joy Amen. No one will take from us.
Amen. You know, last night, Bishop, I had a sermon prepared, and then I scrapped it and said, we're going to talk about what happened in Utah and talk about Charlie Kirk and talk about, as you said, the messengers, we come and go, but the message is the Lord's message, and it goes on. And so, but we talked about Charlie Kirk, and we rejoiced even through tears. And, you know, we hurt for his wife and for his parents and for his kids. You know, I saw a video this morning of my grandson with his dad, and they were working out early in the morning. My little 4-year-old grandson, I said, you know, Charlie's kids aren't ever going to get to experience that with him. That's been yeah. taken from them. But we don't understand, but we trust the Lord, and we know he's in control. And, you know, Bishop, I told the church last night, I said the first Christian martyr was Stephen. Didn't have a long ministry, but he had an effective ministry, and his death paved the way for a young man named Saul of Tarsus to be touched. I think that was the initial thing that probably softened his heart.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
then
agree.
You have the first martyr in the Bible, Abel, killed by his brother Cain. And the Bible's still talking about him thousands of years later in the book of Hebrews. And so, you know, he being dead still speaks.
You know, Jeff, I really believe that you and I are tracking the same way here. Charlie Kirk is really, in my view, the first Christian conservative martyr of really the modern Christian conservative movement that has mm-hmm. been birthed here. You know, by people like, you know, Pat Robertson and James Dobson and Tim LaHaye I'm leaving out a bunch of folks who
sure.
who really kind of came up during that Ronald Reagan era and birthed a new movement of Christian conservatives being willing to speak out and proclaim a biblical worldview. You know, these folks have served us and blessed us and encouraged us, but thank God, even though they tried to kill Ronald Reagan, they've tried to kill Donald Trump. To my knowledge, I don't think any person I would identify as a self-proclaimed and acknowledged Christian conservative has been martyred. Charlie Kirk is the first.
Mm-hmm. You know, we were talking, Jay Budzilowski, my engineer here in Texarkana, and we said, you know, there's really not anybody that I can think of that could step into the shoes of Charlie Kirk. The one that comes closest in my mind is Ben Shapiro, but Ben Shapiro is Jewish. He's not a believer in
right.
Jesus. So who has that faith that guides them that could do what Charlie Kirk can do?
Well, you know, we don't know, do we?
No.
But I'll tell you one thing. God always has a ram in the bush.
Yes.
God always has a plan. And, you know, his ways are past finding out, aren't they? We don't. God's ways are inscrutable, the way he can do things. And sometimes you look back and you say, wow, because of that,
right.
God used that situation to bring about this. So there may be somebody waiting in the wings right now. Maybe somebody who's working with Turning Point USA, maybe somebody who doesn't even know about Turning Point USA until now,
right.
Who will spring up and really carry the mantle forward for us. But look, that's why as much as we admire Charlie Kirk, we put our ultimate trust in God,
yes.
because we know that we as human beings, you, me, everybody else, we come and go.
Right.
But God is eternal and he's not going anywhere. He's still on the throne. And, you know, the word that God makes clear, he said, he will do all his good pleasure. So everything God intends for humanity and for human history, it's coming to pass no matter what they do.
Well, I was thinking too, Bishop, because I was scrolling through social media last night and seeing, you know, people on the left, many of them were rejoicing over the assassination of Charlie Kirk. And it reminded me, one guy was saying, hey, you know, Christians, this is God, God's judgment on Charlie Kirk. Well, it reminded me of what Jesus said in John chapter 16. He said, an hour is coming for everyone who kills you to think that he is offering service to God. These things they will do because they have not known the Father or me. That hour is here. We have people that actually believe that God was enacting judgment on Charlie Kirk.
Well, you know, sadly, we have a radical Islamic movement that really believes that their God, Allah, is wreaking judgment on all of the infidels, which would include us as Christians. But you know, look, these people are so deeply misguided that all you can do is feel sorry for them. I almost weep for them as I weep for Charlie Kirk, because they are so lost, and you know, and they do not understand. This is what they don't understand. We love them. Mm-hmm. We don't hate them. Right. We don't want to hurt them. We don't want to kill them. We want them to go to heaven with us. We want them to rejoice with us eternally with God our Father. And yet they see us as the enemy. But Jesus, you know, reminded, Jesus said, remember, the world hated me first.
Yes.
So if the world hates me, it will hate you because you are not of this world. So it shouldn't surprise us. It's shocking. I was on a conference call, and the person who said, I think they said a relative or somebody just told me Charlie Kirk's been shot. They think he's dead. I was so shocked that I said, are you kidding? I didn't mean to be cavalier. It's just my brain couldn't wrap itself around that.
Right.
And I just say, are you kidding? Knowing this is not a person who would kid that way, but I didn't know what else to say. And the person immediately said, and I knew when I said it, it was just a dumb thing to say. My tongue couldn't catch up with the shocking news.
Right.
And the person said, no, this is real. So we're hurting over this. But again, our ultimate faith is in God, who is the one who is carrying out his plan in the earth. And for our ultimate destiny, which is a world without sin, without assassinations, without offense, without hatred, without division, without any of that, God is going to bring that about, and there's nothing they can do to stop it.
Amen to that. Well, Bishop, I have a clip from Charlie, and Charlie knew that he was putting himself in harm's way by the message that he was preaching and what he was doing on college campuses. And this is what he had to say about liberalism and violence.
At the core of the left, at the core of a liberal, is someone that would use the sword if they had it. They are very violent people at their core. They always have been. They can't debate, they can't have conversation, so they'll resort to these tactics. They're going to do everything they possibly can to try to murder this movement, because they can't beat us, so they're going to try to take weapons. And no, we're very aware of that. I'm aware of it. We have to have full-time security. This is not a joke. This is who these people are.
Now, Bishop, you've experienced that firsthand. I know you don't travel unless you have a security team with you and a bodyguard, but now, you've had people threaten your life?
You know, I thought about that, Jeff. Really, whether you have been explicitly threatened or not, and I have, every single one of us that is on the front line for biblical worldview conservatism is in danger. Now, I really believe that's just the reality, because you never know. Yeah, I had a woman. I was at an event. I just finished speaking, and as you say, I've got a team around me because I'd gotten a very serious threat. The FBI investigated it, trying to find the person who had made the threat. But this woman smiled at me and then turned toward me as we were walking and came up and reached out her hand to shake my hand. And as soon as she got my hand, she turned venomous. She had pretended to be friendly in order to get close to me. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as she turned venomous, then of course my team got me away from her. But I thought, you know, it just, why would you even attend this event? Because she had evil in her heart. She wanted to maybe not hurt me physically, but she certainly wanted to give me a piece of her mind. Mm-hmm. And you know, Jeff, you, me, any of us, we're out there. You never know when somebody's watching us saying, yeah, this hate-filled Christian telling me what's right and what God wants, I'll teach him a lesson. You just never know. I think we got to keep our heads on a swivel.
Yeah. We're talking to Bishop E.W. Jackson. We're talking about Charlie Kirk and remembering 9/11. You're listening to Real Truth for Today on American Family Radio.
This is Real Truth for Today. Podcasts of the program are available on the podcast page at AFR.net. Now, back to Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back. Pastor Jeff Shreve here with my good friend, Bishop E.W. Jackson. We're remembering Charlie Kirk and the anniversary, 24th anniversary of 9/11, September 11th, 2001. We were watching the television and we saw unbelievable things. And just yesterday when we got the news, a little bit after lunchtime, Central Time anyway, what was going on in Utah, and couldn't believe the news. Bishop, you referenced John chapter 15, verse 18, where Jesus said, "If the world hates you, you know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own, but because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, because of this, the world hates you." There's only been one perfect man who's ever lived, and we nailed him to a tree. I shared last night, Bishop, that the age-old maxim, truth is hate to those who hate the truth. Now, you being a conservative black guy, you get it from all sides, because I imagine people call you an Uncle Tom and make, you know, terrible references about that. You're a sellout or whatever that they might say. And so you have liberals hating you, you have black people hating you. How do you deal with all the hate?
Well, look, I'm not the only one, first of all, so I never whine about it. Pastor Jeff, our gubernatorial candidate here in Virginia, Winsome Sears, is a black woman. She went to a big game at Norfolk State, and apparently she was introduced and the crowd booed her because, of course, she's a black Republican. She's a Christian, born again believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. But, you know, I look at it this way. First of all, we must be doing something right.
Yes.
When people target us with hate, because that means we're having an impact. Number one. Number two, boy, I'm in good company. Jesus said, if they hated me, they'll hate you too. That's the company I want to be in with Jesus. Mm-hmm. Whatever it takes. He said, pick up your cross daily and follow me. I owe my first loyalty to him. And then the third thing I'd say is this. I say anybody, I don't care what the color of your skin is, I don't care what it is you choose, if your identity, your primary fundamental core identity is in something other than Jesus Christ, like the color of your skin and all of that, mm-hmm. you're engaged in idolatry. I am a Christian. My first loyalty is to Jesus Christ. He is above everything else in my life, and he puts everything else in perspective. And one of the things he puts in perspective for me is we're not supposed to know one another according to the flesh. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to know one another according to the Spirit. So, you know, to tell you the truth, I'm not bothered by that. I tell people sometimes, well, you better read Uncle Tom's Cabin, because you'll find out that Uncle Tom was a Christian hero, not some sort of wimp or coward or villain, but a Christian hero who gave his life to save two women and to help the slave master who was beating him to have an opportunity to go to heaven. I'm glad to be associated with that.
Amen to that. Well, you know what's sad to me, Bishop, is in the black community, you have some true heroes. Booker T. Washington is a hero. Mm-hmm. I mean, of all Americans. I mean, just what a godly guy that made such a difference. The black community doesn't really respect him like they should. Thomas Sowell is another one of the great thinkers of our age, and people discount him, and they would rather listen to Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson or Barack Obama, and you have these intellectual spiritual giants that they just discard.
Yeah, or Jasmine Crockett or somebody like that. These people who, in my view, really betray the true legacy and the true heritage and culture of the Black community. Because look, you know, there's an old saying that I heard many times growing up, it may be said in other cultures, but which is, don't forget the bridge that brought you over. Well, the bridge that brought us over was faith in Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. The bridge that brought us over was the Word of God. The bridge that brought us over were the early churches that were formed in the Black community that gave people an opportunity to worship and praise God and to be affirmed in their humanity. And now we've got people who say, no, if you're a Bible-believing Christian and you want to look at people as human beings rather than looking at the color of their skin, somehow that betrays Black people. No, that's being true to the heritage of Black culture, and these other people are betraying it with Marxism and socialism and all of these other idolatrous ideas that do nothing but put people in bondage.
Well, Charlie Kirk, I have a clip I want to play, Bishop, where he talks about the wokeism marrying itself with Islam. And he said that is being used by the enemy to destroy America. This is what he had to say.
The spiritual battle is coming to the West, and the enemies are wokeism or Marxism combining with Islamism to go after what we call the American way of life. And the American way of life is very simple. I want to be able to get married, buy a home, have kids, allow them to ride their bike till the sun goes down, send them to a good school, have a low crime neighborhood, not to have my kid be taught the lesbian, gay, transgender garbage in their school. While also not having them have to hear the Muslim call to prayer five times a day. That's important. We want the American way of life, which is, by the way, Christendom. Christians, our sacrifice, our toil, our vision, the outgrowth of the scriptures gave us Western civilization. And this is where I think is a great rallying cry. Doesn't matter if you're Hispanic, doesn't matter if you're Asian, doesn't matter if you're Black or white, everybody. If you are Christian and Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, these two threats are combining forces to come after us, and it's time that the church stands and rises up against it.
Yep. All right, Bishop, I know that resonates with you. I mean, that's kind of the heartbeat of Stand. And
yes,
you and Charlie
indeed.
Are cut from the same cloth. So give me your comments on that statement.
I couldn't have said it better myself. He is absolutely right. You know, the sad thing is that America is a country that offers more opportunity than any other nation that's ever existed. Pastor Jeff, and the future of that country requires that we unify around the values that made it the greatest nation on earth. And he's getting at that. These wokeism, Islam, they are trying to rip away the foundations of this nation, which is faith in God, family, personal responsibility, hard work, seeing every person as an individual, evaluating them on the basis of their character and their competence. I mean, that's what made America the greatest nation on earth. You know, the Bible says in Psalm 33:12, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I said, we haven't been a perfect country, but we've been a country whose God is the Lord. And if you take that away, you destroy what has made America the greatest place of hope and opportunity and prosperity that the world has ever seen.
Bishop, we talk about remembering 9/11. I don't know how well we remember 9/11, because how in the world do you have the front runner for the New York mayor being a guy who's a Muslim socialist, Mamdani? And I mean, unless the Lord intervenes, it looks like he's going to win. And you talk about the destruction he'll bring to New York City. It's unbelievable. But it hasn't been that long ago. I mean, you and I remember very well where we were when 9/11 hit. Oh. The younger generation, I don't think they remember it. I guess we haven't done a good job teaching them about that.
You know, there's a verse in Hosea chapter 8, verse 4. It says, you set up kings, but not by me. You establish princes, but I do not acknowledge them. New York, if they end up electing this guy as mayor, they're cursing themselves. because he brings a curse with him because he's an idolater, number one. And I've said publicly, I'll never vote for a Muslim. I just won't do it. I won't do it. Now, they have a right to run. They have a right for people to vote for them, but I won't vote for them because to me, it's a violation of what this country stands for. Mm-hmm. I pray that he will be somehow, by the miracle working power of God, defeated. But if he is not, New York is going to pay a very, very dear price. By the way, you know, he's a Shia Muslim. He's a 12er, which means he believes in the coming of the Mahdi, who is the Muslim dictator, the worldwide leader who will lead the world and subject the world to Islam. I mean, and they're going to elect this guy to be mayor of the largest city in America? Well, that's going to be a big mistake if it ends up happening.
Well, it's just unfathomable to think. And, you know, Bishop, I've said this along with others, and I think Donald Trump was God's mercy on America. An unlikely guy to you know, carry the flag, so to speak. But he has done a tremendous job. That guy has perseverance, and I mean, he's a Timex watch. He takes a licking, he keeps on ticking. He doesn't quit. He understands good and evil. You know, I mean, he's not the beacon of morality in his personal life. I mean, in his background, I think he does a lot better now. But he understands what is good and what is evil as it relates to America. And he is wanting to bring back law and order. He's wanting to secure the borders. He's doing a great job with those things. And the liberals are fighting him every step of the way. It is unbelievable how you can fight against somebody that wants to bring law and order. How do you explain that?
You know, one of the things that's got to happen is, I mean, as you know, just in a few days, we're going to celebrate my organization's doing a big full day live stream on Constitution Day, September 17th. Constitution's 238 years old on September 17th. And do you know only 15% of Americans even know that the Constitution was passed on September the 17th? We are so miseducated, our people. Mm-hmm. Our founding fathers believed that our nation required an educated people. Not everybody has a PhD, but educated in the realm of politics and public policy, because we are the sovereigns. The people are the sovereigns in America, not the politicians. And when you have people who know so little about this country, how we've become what we are, 4.2% of the population of the world, and yet the majority of the patents, the majority of the inventions, the majority of all the breakthroughs that have blessed humanity have come from this one little place and this small percentage of the population on the earth. Why? Because we have faith in God, because we're rooted and grounded on principles that are frankly inviolable. They are unassailable. They work. Mm-hmm. And it's worked for us. So, you know, one just hopes that the American people will begin to wake up to the blessing that we have in this nation and stand up together across all racial and cultural lines and fight for it. And so we're doing a big day on September the 17th, Constitution Day. We're going to be live streaming all day long, hoping to help educate the American people on the importance of our Constitution, rooted and grounded in Judeo-Christian values.
Yeah, it really is sad, Bishop, that so many Americans, they don't know what is in the Constitution. They don't really grasp what people bled and died for to give us this great country in which we live. I said this to my staff the other day. I said, you know, when you have people attacking America from the left, you know, it's always America's bad because of X, Y, and Z. They always have they're comparing it to this utopian society [S2] Yes. [S1] That doesn't exist. It's like, well, we're not a perfect place, but where else would you rather live than America?
And I tell them, if you think you found a better place to live, go there and enjoy yourself. But if you've got your head on straight, you know that for you, for your children, for your grandchildren, there is no greater place of opportunity and hope and prosperity. I mean, we're the most upwardly mobile nation in the world. That's why Marxism on an economic level doesn't work here, because you can be born in poverty and end up fabulously rich. Mm-hmm. And it happens all the time in America. So Yeah, I just trust that the people who understand what built this country will band together and love one another, love our country, stand against the enemies of America. In fact, one of the things we're doing on that day, we've got a citizen's oath to the Constitution that we're offering to everybody. So that every citizen can take an oath to the Constitution, not by government edict, but just by voluntary decision, because to say, I love our country and I believe in our Constitution.
Yeah, amen to that. Well, one of the things that Charlie Kirk, in a recent interview, he was asked about how he wanted to be remembered. I thought this was well worth playing.
You could be associated with one thing. How do you want to be remembered?
I want to be remembered for courage for my faith. That would be the most important thing. Most important thing is my faith in my life.
Charlie Kirk, thank you so much.
Courage for my faith. Now, Bishop, one of the reasons I love you is you're a courageous speaker. You fight for the truth. You're a warrior for the truth. And I think guys like you and me, we kindred spirits, we just know that, hey, this is a battle for truth. And if you lose the truth, you lose everything. You can't come to Christ without truth, because you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. So we're called to speak the truth in love and to do it with boldness, do it with courage. He did that. You do that. What do you see, just in the last minute we have before the break, what do you see in pulpits across America? Are more and more pastors, you think, getting courageous?
More, but not enough. And I just want to remind pastors and church members, there's no such thing as courage without conflict. It comes with the territory. We're not seeking conflict. We're seeking to be true to God. And Jesus made clear that's going to bring conflict. Just get ready for it and be willing to stand up against it with Christian faith.
Amen to that. Well, the disciples, when they prayed, they were threatened by the Sanhedrin, and they prayed for boldness. Lord, give us boldness that we may speak the word as we ought to speak. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here with my good friend, Bishop E.W. Jackson. And we're remembering Charlie Kirk, and we're remembering 9/11, as this is the 24th anniversary of 9/11. And when we come back from the break, we'll be taking your calls, 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. If you have a question, if you have a comment, we would love to hear from you. And I know Bishop always likes to hear from listeners. So give us a call and let's talk.
This July, we celebrate the birth of our nation and remember the heroes who fought for our freedoms. But did you know there are Americans today who don't have the freedom of life and liberty? Every day, unborn babies' very lives are under attack. But because of preborn, we can rescue them.
I got to hear and see my baby for the first time. Hearing the heartbeat made me cry, and it was certain that I was going to keep my baby forever.
Ultrasounds save lives. And when you save a life at a preborn network clinic, you often save a soul, as over 85,000 women have come to know Christ. To learn more about preborn's life-saving work, call #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby. Or visit preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR. All gifts are tax deductible. Your love can save a life.
If you'd like to contact Pastor Jeff, email Pastor Jeff at FromHisHeart.org. Now, back to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff Shreve here with my good friend, Bishop E.W. Jackson. We're remembering Charlie Kirk, and the anniversary of 9/11 happened 24 years ago. And Bishop, I came across, I was looking up some Charlie Kirk videos. He's got great little snippets of things. But one of the things that he was known for was engaging people. He would ask me anything, prove me wrong, that kind of thing. He would listen to people. He would talk to them and present the truth to them. But he calls on Christians. He said, hey, we're called to be two things, salt and light. And both of those things, salt and light, change the environment that they're in. Listen to this clip.
Christ wants us to be salt and light. Now, what are the two characteristics of salt and light? They change the environments that they come in contact with. They do not affirm. They do not conform. They change for the better. It's very important, everybody. We as Christians are called to change the environment that we come in touch with.
I think it's kind of like what you said with pastors. We need more pastors to take seriously our call to speak the truth in love, to be salt and light. And when you do call people out, I mean, the Holy Spirit convicts of sin and righteousness and judgment. When we're in line with the Holy Spirit and we're speaking the words that bring conviction of sin and call people out, call them to repentance, they don't like that. Men love the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds are evil. And yet, that's our call from the King. Be his herald and speak the truth.
Yeah, Jesus said, you don't hide a light under a basket. And he said, if the salt has lost its savor, it's good for nothing but to be trampled underfoot of men. And salt put into a wound burns.
Yes.
I'd rather have the burn of that cleansing salt in the wound than just leave the wound to become infected and fester and ultimately kill you, which is what will happen. So, you know, we just need to be who God has called us to be. You know, I've said this, the word Christian is mentioned only by Peter as an apostle and by no one else in the Bible who is a follower of Jesus Christ, except the Antiochians start calling us Christians. But the word disciple is mentioned 271 times. And we've got to be disciples, not just churchgoers, but disciples. Mm-hmm. And a disciple is on all the time. And you know, Jeff, really quickly, I've had so many instances of people who were angry with me about something I said, who later come back to me and say, thank you. Thank you for what you said to me, because you helped me get saved. You helped me get right with God. So, you know, we pay a price because people don't like it, but you know, it's a small price to pay. I say, I'd rather you be mad at me on earth and hug my neck in heaven.
What a great way to think about that. Well, we're going to the phone lines, 888-589-8840, and we have Audra on the line from Tennessee. Audra, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Good morning. Thank you all for taking my call.
Yes.
I listen to you all the time. Hello. Listen to you all the time. But this morning, I didn't listen to Charlie all the time. I only found out who he was in the past year, so I did start listening to him. But this morning I was listening to another lady, and she was saying that he wasn't a martyr. You all are talking about Charlie Kirk being a martyr. He wasn't a martyr. She said that she used to listen to him all the time until she realized that he was standing up for America, not for Jesus Christ. He was standing up for America. And as Christians, why do we care what happens in America? So I am completely confused by that. So I need somebody to explain that to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
You want me to? Wow. Can I quickly? Here's why I love America, because I believe it's a gift from God. Acts 17:26 says, he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth and determine their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings, that they might seek the Lord. That means we are not here by happenstance. We are called to be here by divine providence. And why? That we might seek the Lord. There's no other nation on earth in which people have been more free to seek the Lord than the United States of America, and no other nation that's projected the gospel of Jesus Christ across the world more than the United States of America. So I am honoring God by loving my country and trying to be a good steward of my country. So your friend who said that, she is completely wrong. God cares about America, I can tell you that, and so do I.
Yeah, and I appreciate the call and the question, Audra. And, you know, Bishop has done a great job, I think, with staying true to America's national destiny. And Bishop, you explained it to me one day, and you said, you know, when you live in a house, you don't want it to be a pigsty. You want it to be nice, and you want it to be presentable, and because you live there. And so we live in America. Just blow up the house to the nation, you know, in all 50 states. Well, we want this to be a God-honoring, just like you want your house to be a God-honoring house, you want your nation to be a God-honoring nation. And that's why we care about America. And there is no other nation on the face of the earth that has been blessed by God like America has been blessed and used by God. Charlie Kirk said, I played a clip last night, Bishop, that if you want to impact the world, you have to start with America, because America is the agent that God uses
yep.
to impact the world. So I appreciate the call, Audra, and Bishop, I appreciate your answer. Well, we have Scott on the line from Missouri. Scott, welcome to Real Truth for Today. Oh, that's Scott from Mississippi. Okay, we'll go to Scott from Mississippi.
You guys really put the perspective on speaking the truth in love with power and conviction, and you guys together really are incredibly timely for this day in so many ways. I think that what Charlie and Turning Point USA did in the last election to provide a respite, along with minority males. I mean, those two groups alone really were, to me, with the dynamo that got us over the hump of not being totally given over to liberal Marxist leadership going forward as far as we could ever see. And I think that just like 9/11, we saw so many with 9/11, we saw so many people commit to carrying the fight about joining up after 9/11. So many recruits uh-huh. came in after 9/11 because of it. I think the same thing will happen. I pray that the same thing will happen with Charlie's demise, and that we're going to see so many people, including myself, join in the fray that will pick up the torch and carry it forward.
Yeah, that's a good point, Scott.
Amen.
Bishop, when you have something like what took place yesterday, you know, there's persecution in the church and then there's infiltration. Persecution comes straight at you. Infiltration is the liberals that try and rot it out from the inside. The church does well with persecution because the blood of the martyrs is the seedbed of the church. We don't do as well with infiltration because we get the guys in there that start preaching heresy and lead people astray. But I do think, I agree with him, I think this will embolden lots of people to stand up for the truth.
Well, you know, the scripture says in John 15, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down his life for his friends. And there's something, unlike what your caller said, this friend so said to her, I really do believe that Charlie Kirk is a martyr because he was killed for standing up for Jesus Christ and standing up for America as a Christian nation. But I really believe that, you know, the blood of martyrs has a way of galvanizing the people of God, because Christianity was birthed in blood. The mm-hmm. blood of Jesus Christ shed, mm-hmm. and then the blood of all the apostles that was shed.
Amen. Well, we have Scott on the line from Missouri. Scott, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Good morning. Well, I will say that as an Army veteran and at the Marriage, Family, and Life Conference in 2019, after my brother, Bishop E.W. Jackson, was preaching, I was in a green shirt and I came up to hug him, and all of a sudden I see security and I'm like, all I want is a hug, brother. And so I looked at that. And then for the dear sister that was talking about what about America, it said, don't worry about that, serve Christ. Well, every one of us brothers and sisters, most of us have cars and houses. If the roof leaks, are we going to say, hey, don't worry about it, you know, Jesus is coming back? Or if the car breaks down, are we not going to fix it or just leave it on the side of the road? I mean, you know, we got to be good stewards. We got to be good stewards of our country. You know, there's nothing wrong with loving our country, but seek the face of God first in Christ Jesus alone, and that's the way. Mm-hmm. But as far as Charlie Kirk, I had the pleasure of meeting that young man a couple years ago, and I was just broken, just shaken. But last night, our almost 19-year-old son that doesn't usually talk to me called me and shared his heart. So,
amen.
I'm sorry that he passed, but, you know, that probably would have never happened mm-hmm. if that didn't happen.
Yeah, good.
There you go.
Great point.
There you go.
Bishop, that's what you were saying, Romans 8:28. God is going to use this for good.
Amen. Amen. And brother, there's always tension between somebody like me and security people, because I'm always wanting to hug people. They always say, wait. So, but I love you, brother. So I give you a virtual hug here on the radio.
Yeah,
it's praise God. Now you go ahead with your calls.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling in, Scott. We have Marco on the line from Texas. Marco, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Pastor Jeff, thank you so much. I love you. I love you guys.
Thank you.
I have
you.
A question and prayers, asking for prayers for wisdom and direction. People talk about thoughts and prayers. What about prayers in action? But I don't want to be Peter. I don't want to be going for the ear. The sword is not the answer. I don't want to be legalistic. I want to be loving. Mm-hmm. And I want to be a doorman, a door guy to open the door for Jesus. But I don't want to be a doorman either. So what is the call to action besides prayer, besides just reading the book, besides hugging and loving? What is the call to action for us as men? You talked about Judas a few days ago on how the disciples didn't even know that Judas was the betrayer.
Right.
And the obvious terrorists, the Islamics, the LGBT, those are obvious enemies. You could see them. But mm-hmm. enemies lie within our own church. Within our own walls. How do we identify those wolves, get them out? How do I become a man of boldness but still maintain love?
Those are great questions, Marco.
Yeah.
Bishop?
Pastor Jeff, I would say this. Jesus said in John 8:30-31, by this shall all men know that you are my disciple. Now, he said, if you abide in my word, I'm confusing mm-hmm. another scripture, if you abide in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. I mean, my first advice would be, if we steep ourselves in the word of God, Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Mm-hmm. If the word is in us, the word will pour out of us. And the word, the living word, is what saves people, what convicts people. The Holy Spirit takes that word and pierces the human heart with it. Said he cuts the dividing of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow. So I would say, follow the word of God wherever it leads you. And so then you don't have to be concerned about, well, am I being courageous? You just speak the word of God, believe me. It will put you in some dicey situations as far as other people are concerned. But in the end, you will make a powerful difference in their lives.
Yeah. Well, it's like we played the Charlie Kirk clip. So we are light, we're salt and light. So we have to shine. And I use those two words all the time. We have to shine. We have to share. We have to open our mouths. We have to speak the truth in love. And remember this, love is not, as Bishop will attest to, love is not just being mushy affirm you in whatever delusion you're in.
Right.
Love tells people the truth. If you have a loving doctor, he's going to properly diagnose you. And if you have cancer or some disease, obviously news you don't want to hear, but you need to hear that. And real love says, I'm going to tell you the truth so we can address this. And we need more pulpits doing that.
Amen. And look, people's response doesn't really matter, because in the end, they may be angry when they first hear you, and then later on be convicted in their hearts, because the word, the Bible says, it is powerful. It is living and powerful. You get that word in somebody's heart, you don't know what the ultimate results might be. So don't be cowed by the fact that they might have an initial negative reaction. You just say, Lord, thank you for the opportunity to plant that word in a person's heart. And then just believe God for somebody else to come and water it and for it to ultimately grow and bring forth fruit.
We have time for one more call. David from Kansas. David, you have about a minute, if you can go ahead.
Okay. I just want to say that everything that Charlie stood for was Christian values. When he was standing up for America, he was using Christian values 100% to stand up for America. If it wasn't for those values, America wouldn't be America.
Yeah, very good. That's a great point. Well, Bishop, tell our listeners again about September 17th.
Wow, it's Constitution Day. We're doing an all-day stand-a-thon on Constitution Day about all the things that feed into the Constitution. I'll be telling stories about the passage of the Constitution, about the Judeo-Christian values that undergird it. We'll have a lot of guests on talking about the Constitution and talking about our culture. We have Matt Staver on talking about some of the cases he's won before the United States Supreme Court. And just, it's going to be a wonderful day. So they can go to my Facebook page, they can just Google me, and they'll find out about Constitution Day, which is the conclusion of Project 76.
Amen. We'll go out, shine, and share, and pray for Charlie Kirk's family. God will answer as we pray. God bless you.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.